Tua tutela, sicomo, si tu pensi, tua santa. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today? It is as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio. Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17.5 hours. The headlines. In local news, Hijilema edges Japanese investment. Couple allegedly accused on charge over Nshima. International news, flash flood tragedy in central Texas. And in sports news, Morocco holds Zambia in Oppenheim. With the news in detail, my name is James Mwale. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has called on Japanese investors to take advantage of the opportunities in Zambia's growing economy, reaffirming that the country is open for business. President Hichilema says despite experiencing drought, Zambia's economy remained resilient, registering a 4% growth in 2024. These targets include tripling copper production to 3 million metric tons, expanding electricity generation to 10 gigawatts by 2031, and increasing maize and wheat production to strengthen national food systems. The president made these remarks through Tourism Minister Rudin Sikumba, who is leading a high-level Zambian delegation at the Osaka 2025 Expo in Japan. Meanwhile, Mines Minister Paul Kapuswe says Zambia is seeking affordable capital, technology and joint ventures from Japan to promote value addition in the mining sector. He assured Japanese investors of a return on investment that also benefits local Zambians. Over 78% of the social cash transfer, SCT, beneficiaries receive their payments through mobile money and bank transfers, marking a significant shift that has drastically reduced human contact in the disbursement process. The government revealed that out of the 1.3 million vulnerable households benefiting from the SCT program, 994,041 now receive their payments digitally. The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Principal Public Relations Officer Glenda Nachinga says such a move has improved accountability and allows for real-time tracking of funds. Digital approach is part of the ongoing 1.2 billion kwacha disbursement for the May-June 2025 cycle, targeting the country's most vulnerable, such as child-headed households, homes with persons with disabilities, the elderly, the chronically ill, and female-headed families with children. The ACT payments remain at 800 kwacha for regular households, and 1,200 kwacha for those that include persons with disabilities. At the same time, the ministry is pushing for long-term solutions by connecting beneficiaries to livelihood empowerment initiatives such as entrepreneurship training and grants, especially for women. A doctor has raised an alarm over the widespread use of unregulated traditional herbal remedies among Zambian women, particularly for labor induction and fertility. Speaking in an interview on the Unza Radio, Dr. Delisuma Owelela says the lack of scientific evidence makes these remedies dangerous, as doctors often struggle to treat complications arising from them. He has explained that such herbs can cause serious reproductive issues, including infertility, and may lead to complications during childbirth and weaken the immune system. Dr. Owelela has advised women to seek medical help from trained professionals, urging patients with the medical process rather than turning to an unverified treatment. He has noted that untested herbal remedies pose a significant challenge to health professionals, who often face difficulties in removing their effects from the body. Dr. Owelela has proposed that the government create a platform for herbalists to showcase their products for testing and approval, which could help ensure safety and protect women's health. Still in local news, Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma is leading a high-level defense and security delegation to Mufumbwe District in Northwestern Province to assess the security situation at Kikonge Gold Mine. The Zambia Police Service has sent reinforcements to the mine in order to restore law and order to the area after days of running battles with illegal miners. Lufuma is accompanied by his Home Affairs counterpart, Jack Mwimbu, Northwestern Province Minister Robert Lehefu, Zambia Air Force Commander Lieutenant General Oscar Nyoni, Zambia National Service Deputy Commander and Chief of Staff Major General Ruben Mwewa, Zambia Army Chief of Operations Brigadier General Barry Mutale, Inspector General of Police Grafel Musamba, and Zambia Correctional Service Commissioner General Frederick Chilukutum. Last week, the Cabinet approved the development of defense and security personnel in all areas where illegal mining is taking place in the country in order to restore order and bring sanity to areas where there are mineral deposits. A 7-month pregnant woman in Chief Choma's Chiefdom, Southern Province, has been hacked and axed by her husband amid their separation. Southern Province Police Commissioner Auxentio Daka says the incident occurred yesterday around 16 hours in Shivinda village, where the suspect allegedly arrived unannounced at the estranged wife's parents' home and attached her with an axe and a knife, striking her multiple times on the head and stomach. Daka says the victim's father rushed her to Choma Central Police Station, where officers issued a medical report form before she was admitted to Choma General Hospital. He says medical staff have classified her condition as serious. Daka says investigations into the matter are ongoing and that the suspect, who fled the scene immediately after the attack, remains at large. Finally, in local news, a couple in Southern Province has been accused of murdering their own child during a heated argument over food. According to the police report, The incident occurred in the early